Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Ayin Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on the bottom line on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Amar B'Chaim Bar Chanina. So we're in the middle of discussing the Big Day Kuhuna. And so on that note, says the Gemara, Amar B'Chaim Bar Chanina, Ma'ay Dechsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk, which says, it's Big Day Hasrad, the Sharis Bekoidesh. So the Gemara seems to assume that Big Day Hasrad is a reference to the Big Day Kuhuna. So what's the meaning of this pasuk that it calls the Big Day Kuhuna Big Day Srad? So says the Gemara that the Umale Big Day, why are they called Big Day Srad? So explains the Gemara that the Umale Big Day Kuhuna, because if not for the Big Day Kuhuna, like Nishtair Misainei and Shal Yisrael Saradu Palit, that Klal Yisrael wouldn't Chas V'Shalom remain without the Big Day Kuhuna. Rashi explains, because without the Big Day Kuhuna, the Kaihana wouldn't be able to perform the Avaida, and the Karbanais and the Avaida is Mechaper for our Averis, and therefore that's what it means, if not for the Big Day Kuhuna, meaning because if not for the Big Day Kuhuna, we wouldn't be able to perform the Avaida, which seems very dachuk, meaning then it's so not be'etzem. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said that without the Big Day Kuhuna, we wouldn't be able to make it. And really it means without the Avaida. It's just that we can't do the Avaida without the Big Day Kuhuna. So why did Rashi say that it's referring to the Avaida? Seemingly Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina is speaking about the Big Day Kuhuna themselves. And Taka Rabbeinu Chananu learns like that. Rabbeinu Chananu learns that it's referring to the Big Day Kuhuna themselves, like the Gemara in Zvachim Pechasam Abeis explains that each one of the begadim of the Big Day Kuhuna, they're mechaper for something else. So I saw Rabbi Menashe Klein in Chayos and Truvas Mishnah Alachis and Chelik Yud Zayin Simen Reish Aleph. So he explains that the Pshat and Rashi is that Rashi got it from a diak in the lashon of Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Because if you look carefully, so Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina says, he says Ma'ay Dechsev as Big Day Hasrad L'Sharis B'Kodesh. Now, L'chaira, those last two words, L'sharis B'kodesh, are unnecessary for Rabbi Bar Chanina's drasha. He just should say, Ma'ay Dechsev is Big Day Asrad. Why are the Big Day Kuhuna called Big Day Asrad? Why does he add in the words L'sharis B'kodesh that are used to do the Avoida? So that's where Rashi got it from, that it must be because the Iker was the fact that they're called Big Day Asrad to perform Avoida. Meaning, really, it's the Avoida. They're called Big Day Asrad because it's without them, we wouldn't be able to perform the Avoida, and there wouldn't be Nishtayim Misanei Chay Yisrael. Now, then he goes on to explain. So now, why Taka did Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina say that? I mean, why didn't he say that the begadim themselves are called Big Day Srad for this reason? Because the begadim themselves are mechaper. So Ayin Shom, where he deals with that, but that's at least perhaps where Rashi was coming from, where Rashi knew it from, that it's not the begadim themselves that are mechaper that the Gemara is referring to, but rather it's Shal Yedei and Makriven Arkavanis. It's that through the begadim we're able to perform Avaida, and anyways, that's why they're called the Big Day Srad. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar, a different pshat. He said the Veir Reb Shimon Tana, that the yeshiva of Reb Shimon they taught, that the reason why they're called Big Day Srad is because Bigadim Shogard and Aysen Kibriyas and Miklayan, the Big Day Kuhuna, so you took them off the loom when they were exactly made they were supposed to be, Umisard and Mehen Klum, and there was only a little bit that was missing from them, there was only a little bit of work that was left after it was removed from the loom, it was come out all completely finished in the right size, in the right shape, everything was done, there was just a little bit left, so that's why it was called Big Day Srad. I'll shame the little bit that was left over. Now, Maihi, what's the little bit that was left off, that was left over from the Big Day Kuhuna that still needed to be completed? So Rish Lakish Amar, Elu Maisa Machat. There was some sewing work that still needed to be done. So that's what was left over. In fact, the Gemara Meisvei that the Big Day Kuhuna were sewn, but it says in the Braisa that Big Day Kuhuna ain't Eisen Eisen Maisa Machat. You don't use any stitching when it comes to the Big Day Kuhuna. Ela Maisa Oireg. It's all woven. So how could you say that there was some stitch work that was left to be done when we have a Braisa? So which says that the Big Day Kuhuna were completely woven. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Maisa Oireg. It says that the Big Day Kuhuna were Maisa Oireg. So it's all woven. So how could you say that there was something which still needed to be sewn? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, like Nitzrucha El Lebeis Yad Shalem. When Rish Lakish said that there was still some sewing work to be done, he was referring to the sleeve. Meaning to say, like this, Kedatani, like we learned in Abraisa, that Beis Yad Shal Big Day Kuhuna Nereg b'fnei atzma v'nidbekes emabeged, that the base yad, the sleeve of the big day kahuna, so it was woven. Avada, like the pasuk says, ma'isa oireg, like that b'risa says, the big day kahuna have to be woven, so the sleeve also was woven. But then it was attached to the rest of the beged. So the way it was attached to the rest of the beged was by using a needle, was by sewing it together. So that's okay. That's what Rish Lakish was referring to. When he said that there was still left over some sewing work, he meant attaching the sleeve to the rest of the beged. And that's like what this b'risa says, that the sleeve of the big day kahuna, so that was taka woven, but it was then attached with a needle, umagas at pisa sayad. And the b'risa just concludes that the length of it reached until the palm of the hand. That's how far down the sleeves reach. But akabanas, we have two pshatim, and what it means big day srad. Why the big day kahuna are called big day srad? Either because without them, we wouldn't be able to perform the avaido, or they themselves are mechapir, and without them, like nishtayr misaynei and shayisrael saru palit. Or the second pshat we said is that, it's because there was a little bit of work that still needed to be done when it came off of the loom. But either way, the Gemara seems to be pretty clear that when the Torah says Big Day Srad, it's referring to the Big Day Kahuna, which is why the Ramban ala Torah asks on Rashi. Rashi ala Torah, we just had a few parashas ago in Parashas Kisisa. Rashi says in Paraglam and Aleph Pasuk Yud, Rashi says that the Big Day Srad are referring to like the travel case for the Klei HaMishkan, that when they had to travel with the different Kalim of the Mishkan, so they put it into a travel case, and the travel case is what's known as the Big Day Srad. That's what the Pasuk's referring to when it says Big Day Srad. And the Ramban, right, Alatari, asks on Rashi that our Gemara seems to be mefurish that Big Day Srad is a reference to the Big Day Kahuna. So I saw the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Perik Yod Halacha Beis. He says that that's the Derech of Rashi. That the Derech of Rashi is, so to speak, to ignore perhaps sometimes what it says in Chazal and to explain the Pasuk Kafi Pshutai, to explain the Pshutei Shal Mikro, he brings from the Ra'im, that's the Derech of Rashi, and therefore that's a Rashi, so to speak, ignored the Gemara, because he was going with the Pshutei Shal Mikro, that the Pshutei Shal Mikro, in the Seder of the Psukim over there, Rashi proves that seems to be that the Pasuk's talking about the travel case for the different Kalim of the Mishkan, but Lamaisa, our Gemara says that the Big Day Srad is really referring to the Big Day Kahuna. Says the Gemara writer, Amar Rachva, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yehuda, that Shalosh Aroinais Asa Betzalo, that Rav Yehuda said that Betzalo made three Aroinais, meaning, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to bring the Pasuk soon, that the Torah says about the Aron Kodesh, Mi Bayisu Mechutz Titzapenu, that you're supposed to coat it with gold. So, even though we had by the Krashim, the beams of the Mishkan, we had an Ayin Bezim and Aleph, were also coated with gold. But there, it wasn't actually Mamish, a full coat of gold. We said even, it was only a very, very thin layer. Here, says Rav Yehuda, because it had to be completely coated in gold, so there were three Aroinais. There were three Aroinais that Betzalel made, and we'll see soon that the middle one was made out of wood, and it was completely coated in gold. There was an entire inner Aroin made from gold, an entire outer Aroin made from gold, so it was completely mamish coated, not just coated, it was completely surrounded in gold. So again, so says Rav Yehuda, that Shalosh Aroinais Asa Betzalel, that Betzalel made three Aroinais. What were the three Aroinais? Emsa'i Shal'etz, the middle Aroin, the ikr, so to speak, the actual Aroin itself, was made out of wood, and it was Tisha. Its height was the height from the outside. If you would measure the height from the bottom to the top, from the outside, it was 10 tefachim tall. From the inside, it was only 8 tefachim tall, because the base was a tefach thick. So the inner space of the Aron Kodesh, of the middle Aron, was only actually 8 tefachim, but from the outside it measured 9. So when it says Tisha, it's referring to the outer height. The outer height was 9, but because the base was 1, so it was 1 tefach, so the inner height was actually only 8. Panimi shal zav shmeina, which is why now we understand this next line, that the inner Aron, the golden, was made out of gold, and it was 8 tefachim tall. And that way it completely filled up the inside of the middle Aron, because it was the mid, like we spoke out, the actual inside of the height of the inside of the middle Aron was only actually 8 tefachim, and that's where this inner golden Aron went, and that was also measured from bottom to top, including the bottom, a total of 8 tefachim. And then we had the chitzon, there was the outer mizbeach, which was also made out of gold, and that was asara umashu. That the height of the outer Aron was 10 tefachim in a mashu. The reason why it was 10 tefachim in a mashu was because the bottom of it, the base, was a mashu, so then from the bottom to the top, from the outside, needed to be 9 tefachim in addition to that, in order to fit the middle two arayinis. So that's why it was nine in the mashu. So what's the extra tefach for? The extra tefach was in order to cover the thickness of the kapayres which went on top of the aron kodesh. There was a kapayres which went on top of the aron kodesh. So to cover the thickness of the kapayres, there was an additional tefach. So that's why it was ten tefachim umashu. In fact, the Gemara of Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa that it was a chadas aron mashu, that the outer aron was 11 tefachim in a mashu. So says the Gemara, like Kasha, how command Amar, yesh ba'av yav tefach, how command Amar, ein ba'av yav tefach. It's just totally on whether or not you hold the base of the outer aron. How tall was it? The way we had before was that the base of it was only a mashu, which is why we only needed the outer aron to be 10 in a mashu. And the mashu for the bottom, 9 to cover, to fit the middle two aronis, and an additional tefach to cover the thickness of the kapayres. But this man, the Amar, the Braisa, who holds it was 11 in a mashu, holds that no, the bottom, the base of the aron was actually a tefach thick. So therefore we needed an additional 10 tefachim on top of that, an additional 9 tefachim on top of that. So that's a total of 10 tefachim, an additional 9 tefachim on top of that, then another tefach, so an 11th tefach, in order to cover the thickness of the kapayres, and then for some reason the braisa adds an extra mashu, which the Gemara is going to pick up on a moment. But so that's why it was 11 in the mashu. Says the Gemara, my mashu. So now what was the purpose of this extra mashu? The 11th tefachim we could figure out. A tefach for the base, another 9 tefachim, in order to fit the middle two aronis, that's a total of 10, an 11th tefach to cover the thickness of the kapayres. But what's this extra mashuhu for? So says the Gemara, is for this there, it was because they made, there was a crown along the circumference of the aron, and therefore, or the perimeter of the aron, and therefore it was called, that's why we had the extra mashu, was for this there. And Rashi speaks out that also according to Rav Yehuda, that there was 10 tefachim in the mashu, even though he never spoke out that really there's an additional mashu for the zir. That's because he just wasn't speaking about the zir. He was just speaking about in terms of the relationship with the other aronis. But avada, he's also masking that there was a zir by the aron kodesh, and therefore there technically was two mashus. It was 10 tefachim and two mashus. Says the Gemara writer, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisha Zeirim Hei. There are three kelim in the Mishkan that had crowns. Shal Mizbeach, Vishal Arim, Vishal Shulchan. The three kelim are the Mizbeach Hazov, the Mizbeach that was inside of the Heichal, the aron kodesh that had a zer, and the shulchan had a zer. And these three zerim, these three crowns, represents the three ksarim, the three crowns. There's the keser, the keser kuhuna, that was represented by the mizbeach, the kohen who does the avodah, that's the keser kuhuna. The arayin represents the keser Torah, which had in it the Torah. And the shulchan is the keser malchus. So that's these three kalim had the zerim, which represent the three ksarim in the world, the keser kuhuna, keser malchus, keser Torah, and keser malchus. So says the Gemara, shal mizbeach, the mizbeach one, meaning referring to the Keser Kuhuna, so that Zacha Aaron Unatlai. So that only Aaron HaKayim was Zaycha to, and he takes it, and his descendants, and that's it. There's no such thing as a reaching to steiging, so to speak, and getting the Keser Kuhuna. It's either you're born into it, or you're not. So Shulchan Zacha David Unatlai. And similarly, the Keser Malchus, that was given to David HaMelech and his descendants. It's only if you come from David, then you could be a Melech. If not, then not. You're born into it, or you're not. However, Shal Aaron, the Keser Taira, represented by the Zer on top of the Aron Kodesh, so that is Adayin Munachu, that's still in its place, that there's no specific person at Zeicha to it, and Kol HaRaitza Likach Yavo V'Yikach, whoever wants could come and take it, anyone who wants could take and attain and reach and take for himself the Keser Torah. Shema Taimar Pachasu, so maybe you'll think that, oh, so if you see that everything else was like given out to specific people, the Keser Torah was sort of just like left in the corner over there, so maybe you'll think that it's inferior, it's Pachas, it's inferior. Tamulaimer then, no, be malachim yimlaichu. The Torah says that it's through me that malachim become kings, meaning I anoint the malachim. So clearly that means the Torah is even greater. So the Torah really is the greatest. It's just that it happens to be. That's the way Hashem designed it, that there's no one specific person or family that's destined for Torah. Anyone who wants could come and take it. Laila Sheva Levi Bavad Amru, not even for Sheva Levi. Anyone who wants could come and take the Keser Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Rami, Rabbi Yochanan asked the following stira, Ksiv Zar v'karin en Zer. If you look in the Torah, so there's no yod, even though we read it zer as if it had a yod, but really the way it's written is zayin reish without a yod. So you could read it like zar, like it's a stranger. So what's the pshat? Why is it? It's written zar, but we read it zer. So he darshan from that. Rabbi Yochanan darshan from the kriya and the ksiv that zacha, that if a person learns Torah properly, he learns lishma to keep it and with yir shemayim. So then nasis lay zer. So if he learns Torah properly, so then the Torah becomes for him like a crown. However, Laizacha, if a person doesn't learn Torah properly, so then Zara Haimenu. So then it becomes estranged from him and he forgets his Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Rami, Rabbi Yochanan has the stira. Ksiv, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, Vasisa Lucha Arain Eitz. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu was responsible to make the Arain. It says, Vasisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you make the Arain. Uksiv, and it says, Vasu Arain Atse Shitim. It says that Klal Yisrael made the Arain. So which one is it? Was it Moshe Rabbeinu's responsibility? Or was it Klal Yisrael's responsibility? So says Rabbi Yochanan, Mikan leTalmid Chacham shebnei Iroi mitzuvin lases leMelachdei. From here we learn that the Talmud Chacham, so the people in this community are responsible, are mitzuvah to provide him with his needs. So therefore, in a Chanami, technically it was Moshe Rabbeinu's responsibility. It was Vasisa Lecha Aron Eitz. However, once it becomes Moshe Rabbeinu's responsibility, so now it becomes the whole Klal Yisrael's responsibility to take care of it for Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why ultimately Vaasu Aron Atzeshita. Still on the topic of the Aron Kodesh, the Gemara says, "Mibayis u'michutz etzapenu." It says that Aron Kodesh was coated, it was completely coated, surrounded with gold on the inside and the outside. Amar Rava. From this, we learn a remez. We have a remez that kol tamun chacham shein toichik kabari, a tamun chacham that doesn't act in private the way he does in public. He in public he pretends to be something that he isn't. So einu tamun chacham. That's not a tamun chacham. Abay vitema rabba bar ula. He said the name of Rabbi Bar Ula, or Abaye, or some say Rabbi Bar Ula said the following, that a person who's not Teichu Kibarai is Nikra Nisai, if he's called loathsome, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Avki Nisa V'Nelach is Shaisa Kamayim Avlo, that person who's Shaisa Kamayim, he learns Torah in Avlo, and he does Averis, meaning in private, he acts improperly, so he's called loathsome. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonason, Mai Dechziv, what's the meaning of the Pasuk which says, that Lamazem Mechir Biad Ksil, Liknois Chachma Velev Ayin. So the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk seems to be describing a person that Lamazem Mechir Biad Ksil, that why is there money in the hands of the fool? That the fool, the person who's running around with money, Liknois Chachma, to give it to people to teach him Torah, Velev Ayin, and he doesn't understand the Torah anyways. So the Kilo, like the Pasuk's like putting down the fool, so to speak, who goes around to pay money to people to teach him Torah, since he doesn't understand it anyways. However, like the Maharsha, I believe it is, explains that can't be the Pshat and the Pasuk, because Adarabba, the Torah is Nachkim Aspesi. It wouldn't be such a foolish thing for him to go around asking people to teach him Torah. The Torah makes a person smarter. I've personally witnessed countless Bachram that have come to Yeshiva, and I have specifically one in mind that, Mamish, 10 out of 10, you would have asked them, they would have called him a Pesi for sure. Without any question. And Imamish, he learned Torah, he shtagged, he worked hard, and Imamish became a chacham. The Torah is machkim aspesi. So Avada, that's not the pshat in this pasuk. That's not the pshat. Then why is he running around having people teach him Torah? So what's taka the pshat? So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, that Ayulahem l'sayneihem shal tamidei chachamim, it's referring to the sayneihem shal tamidei chachamim, a euphemism for tamidei chachamim themselves, sha'aiskim ba'Torah, that they learn Torah, ve'ein banir shemayim. But they don't have Yerushimayim to be Mekayim, that which they learn. They're Velev Ayin, they go around learning Torah, acquiring Torah, but Velev Ayin, their heart's not with them to actually keep what it is that they're learning. That's what the Pasuk's putting down. Machers Rabbi Yanai announced, Chaval, the Lesley Darta. It's such a waste for those that don't have a Chatzar. They don't have a place to live, Vitara Ledarta Ovid, and yet they make a gate for their Chatzar. Meaning to say that they waste their time. They don't even have a chatzar. They're making the gate. And so too, the Torah is considered like the gate. And the chatzar is Yerushimayim. The Torah is the way. Through Torah, you get to Yerushimayim. And so therefore, if a person doesn't have Yerushimayim and they learn Torah, so it's a waste. It's so to speak, so, the Gemara is saying it's in a certain level, it's a waste. Because the Torah's ultimate purpose is seemingly the Gemara is saying, is to bring to Yerushimayim. There's a Goyim which seems to say like that also in Mishlei. The Goyim says on the Pasuk of Hachzik B'Musar Al Teraf, the Goyim says, Ki Masha Adam Hu Chai, the whole purpose of a person's life is the Sakin or Lashabir is a Midais, Asir Lashavar Adhena, is to work on his Midais. And if he doesn't, if he's not Mechazik, so Lamalai Chayim, says the Goyim. So what's the purpose of his life? If he doesn't work in his Yer Shemayim and his Midais, so then says the Goyim, then there's no purpose of him being alive. And that's what the Gemara is saying. It's such a waste. The person, he learns Torah and he doesn't have Yer Shemayim. Amarlu Ravalu Rabbanan, Rava said to the Rabbanan, he said, I guess to his Tamidim, Tamitusa Minaichu, I beg of you, like Tirtun Tarti Gehanim, don't acquire for yourselves two Gehanims, meaning you're going to learn Torah, and you're not going to have your Shemayim, so then you're not going to have an Olam Haba, because you're going to get punished for the fact that you weren't Mekayim that which you learned, and you're also not going to have an Olam Haza. Interesting Gemara, hard to understand exactly what it means. He's saying that if you learn Torah and it's not proper, so then you don't have an Olam Haza. The Chayyur Torah is at least for sure, it's Nailam Hazet, but I guess maybe that's only if you learn it correctly. But if you don't learn it correctly, so then it doesn't even give you Nailam Hazet. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "My dechsev." What's the meaning of that which the pasuk says? V'zoyis haTaira asher sam Moshe. We say it all the time. This is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu placed. L'chayre, the pasuk should have said asher limid Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught. What does it mean? What does it mean when it says asher sam Moshe? So the Gemara darshins that sam, the sin, and asamach are interchangeable. And so really, it's asher sam is like a medicine. Asam is a medication. So the Torah is like a medication. That zacha of a person is zacha if he uses the Torah right. So he uses the medicine. He takes the medicine when he's supposed to and uses it correctly. So then nasas leisam chayim. So then the medicine, when it's used correctly, it enhances a person's life. But lo zacha. But if he doesn't use Torah right, so then so to speak, it's like using medicine incorrectly. If a person uses medicine incorrectly, so nasas leisam iso. It could be chas v'shalom detrimental to his health. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying, that Torah, if it's not done right, so kitaka be a sam iso. Ah, so maybe don't take the risk. Says Rav Dessler and Michta Melio and Chelik Beis. He says that to learn the Torah is hashuk about rechayiv, to learn the Torah of the streets, that's for sure a sama misa. To learn the Torah not correctly might be dangerous, but for sure to learn the Torah of the streets, that's even more dangerous. V'hainu dama rava, says the Gemara, and this is that a person has to learn Torah correctly, and if not, it's a sama misa. It's like that which Rava said, the uman law, that a person who makes it his umnus, he uses Torah correctly, so then sama dechayo, so then it's a sama chayim. But the loy uman law, if a person doesn't learn Torah correctly, if he doesn't learn it to keep it and to fulfill that which he learns, so then sama demaisa, so then it could be a sama hamavas chas v'shalom. I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Yonis and Rami. Rabbi Yonis and asked the following stira. Ksiv, on the one hand, the pasuk says, "Bekudei Hashem Yesharim Misamchei Lev." That the Torah is Yesharim and it's Misamchei Lev. It makes a person happy. It's Misamech a person. It's very nice for the person. Uksiv, on another pasuk says, "Imras Hashem Imras Hashem Tzerufa." That the Torah, the Imras Hashem, is Tzerufa. It refines. It smelts a person. That's like when you refine metal. So that's a very painful process. So which one is it? Is Torah Misamech or does it cause pain? So says the Gemara, "Zocha Misamchasa." If a person Zeichen uses it correctly, So then it makes him happy. But leizach etzerafter. If a person doesn't learn Torah correctly, so then it's taka painful. Reish Lakish amar migufei dekra nafka. You don't even have to learn this idea from the stira. You could learn it even from the pasuk itself of Imras Hashem Tzerufa. You already see it from there, because when a person has yisurim, you see zach etzerafter l'chaim. If he's zeicha and he uses the tzurim through the yisurim, through the yisurim, he uses it as and he understands that it's coming from a kadosh baruch hu, and he has a Muna, Bitachon, and everything. So then, so after l'chaim, so then it's able to taka purify him l'chaim, and he'll get a tremendous olam haba from it. But leizacha, if a person has a very, you could say, a negative attitude towards the yisurim that he has, so then, so after l'misa, so then it smelts him, and he ends up getting a gehenim chas v'shalom for it. Yiras Hashem tohira imedes lad. The pasuk says that Yiras Hashem is tohira, and it's imedes lad. So Yiras Hashem is a reference to the Torah, and it says when it's Tahira, it's a medes lad. So what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Zahaloi me Torah b'Tahira. The pasuk means that if a person learns Torah, if he has Yiras Hashem, meaning he learns Torah, Yiras Hashem in this pasuk refers to Torah, and he learns it b'Tahira, and he learns it b'Tahira, so then it's a medes lad. So then the Taka provides for him. Mahi, what does it mean to learn Torah b'Tahira? Says the Gemara, Naisi Isha b'Achkach Loi me Torah. It means for a person to get married first and then learn Torah afterwards. The Torah a person learns after he gets married, that's what it means to learn Torah b'tahira. Eidus Hashem nemano, what does that mean? I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, nemana hi lahayid b'leimda. The Torah is nemana in the sense, it's trustworthy to be made about those that learn it, to those that keep the Torah and learn it properly, so the Torah in Bezdin Shalmala will be made about the person that he kept it accordingly. Just a couple more lines, says the Gemara. It says about the various Kalim in the Mishkan. So now we're going back to the Kalim in the Mishkan. It says, Maisa Reikim and Maisa Choshev. About some of them it says that these two different descriptions. It says, Maisa Reikim and Maisa Choshev. So what's the difference between Maisa Reikim and Maisa Choshev? So Amar Belazar, the Gemara is going to bring two shitas. Says the Gemara first, Amar Belazar, that Shereikim in Bemokim Shechoshvin. That what it means is that a Reikim is like to embroider. They embroider on top of, in a place where Shechoshvin, where they originally usually like sketched. So sometimes you'll a person who wants to embroider something, so maybe they'll first etch or sketch with a pencil or a pen, whatever it is, the exactly where they want to embroider. So that's what it means. So they would first be choshvin, first they would design what it is that they wanted to do, and then they would be reikman, then they would actually embroider it. Says the Gemara, different sheet, Tana Mishmed Rabbi Nechemio, that no, reikim refers to Maisa Machat. Reikim refers to the stitching like sewing work, lafichach parts of echod, and because it's sewn, so sewing is like when you have already the kli that's already nerag, it's already woven, and then you sew something and attach it on top, so therefore it's only parts of echod, it only shows on one side. But chayshev is maisa oireg. Chayshev refers to something which is woven, the design is made in the weaving of the kli itself, lafichach shnei partsufais, and therefore it shows on both sides, because it was inside the weaving of the actual kli that the design was made, and therefore the design shows on both sides. That's the way the Rambam in Perik Ches of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Halacha Tesvav seems to understand the Gemara. Rashi gives a little bit of a different shadow over here, but we'll hold it here.